Expectation for Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Sommick, S-O-W-M-I-C-K, September 1159, addresses a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, consultation for Kelly, polycystic kidney disease, strong family history, advanced renal failure, complaining of fatigue, increased edema, including leg upper extremities phase, still grieving passing away of husband. There is nausea but no vomiting, denies dysphagia or dynophagia. There is a soft stools but no bleeding. Has chronic incontinence of urine, no infection, cloudiness, or excuse me, there has been prior infection, denies gross bleeding, denies abdominal pain or back discomfort, abdominal girth increase from polycystic kidneys, denies chest pain palpitation, denies cough sputum production, denies orthopnea PND, does not use any oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. There has been some itching and bruising, but no bleeding, nose gums, no skin rash. Other review system has been negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for polycystic kidney disease with a strong family history. She mentioned vesical ureteral reflux with multiple treatments since she was age 3 to 16. Bladder reconstruction, this was when she was at Sydney, Australia. There has been a number of infections in the urine. Prior kidney stone, doesn't know the type. She denies any history of diabetes, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, seizure, denies coronary artery disease, arrhythmia, heart murmurs, congestive heart failure, does have cysts on the liver, but no hepatitis, no gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion. Next paragraph, she started smoking age 13, presently half a pack per day. She does drink whiskey, half a pint, every day for the last 20 years. Next paragraph, allergic to penicillin. Next paragraph, a strong family history, polycystic kidneys, including mother, grandmother, great-grandmother. She has three grown-up kids. The first two, a 40-year-old lady and 38 gentleman polycystic kidneys. The younger one, 27 years old, has not been tested. There is also an aunt, mother side, with polycystic kidneys. Next paragraph, presently takes only vitamins. Next paragraph, physical exam, weight 121, 68.5 inches tall, blood pressure 150 over 80 on the right, standing 180 over 90 on the left, 150 over 82. Edema of the face and eyelids, bilateral cataracts, has upper dentures, no teeth or dentures on the lower part, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, bilateral carotid bruise, bilateral JVD, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, lungs distant clear, no pleural effusion, appears regular, question an S4 gallop, fullness on the right upper quadrant, epigastric and left upper quadrant, probably liver and kidney enlargement, nositis, tenderness of masses, good peripheral pulses. There is acrocyanosis, hands and feet from smoking, no gangrene. Radial pulses, symmetrical. Dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis is strong. Capillary refill decreased. non-focal deficits. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries, early June, anemia 12.4, abnormal white blood cell platelets. Kidney function, creatinine progressively rising, 3.52, representing a GFR14 stage 5, high potassium at 5.2, normal sodium, metabolic acidosis of 20, elevated phosphorus 6.6, normal albumin calcium, normal glucose. Recent albumin creatinine ratio 2 weeks ago, 674 milligrams per gram, which is gross proteinuria. TSH was normal. Urine analysis, 2 plus protein, negative for blood. No white blood cell bacteria. Recent cholesterol profile, not elevated. Recent liver testing, normal. We did a bladder ultrasound post-void without evidence of residual. Recent chest rate, COPD abnormalities, no acute process. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ADPKD. As well as a strong family history of SANE. Next number, CKD stage 5. Next number, history or vesicle ureteral reflux. Multiple surgeries when she was a girl. Bladder ultrasound do not show distension or retention. Next number, anemia does not require EPO treatment. Next number, high potassium. Next number, metabolic acidosis. Next number, elevated phosphorus. Next paragraph, smoker COPD abnormalities. Next number, hypertension. Needs to start treatment. Next number, proteinuria. Likely from chronic kidney disease. Not nephrotic range, but significant. Presently normal albumin and no normal albumin. Next number, comments. We have a long discussion, the meaning of advanced renal failure. She needs to educate herself about dialysis transplantation, dialysis, AV fistula, in-center, chemo, at home chemo, as well as peritoneal dialysis. We start dialysis based on symptoms. She has early symptoms of uremia. No need for EPO treatment. She needs to follow a diet restricted in potassium, phosphorus, and potential phosphorus binders. She needs to start on blood pressure treatment. She needs to discontinue drinking alcohol, as well as stop smoking for the purpose of transplantation, having cysts on the liver. Chronic alcohol is also not recommended. Her edema could be related to advanced renal failure. This is non-nephrotic syndrome. The chest X-ray do not show pulmonary edema. However, pulmonary hypertension is in the differential diagnosis. An echocardiogram should be done. All issues discussed at length with the patient. End of dictation.